ice cream straight away.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to you. Again, my congratulations to you and the Vice Chair on your election. I also thank all the delegates for being here today and colleagues. I wanted to first, good morning. Let me begin first on to quickly remind you of the sequence of the budget process from UNCTAD's perspective. Many of you have dealt with it in the last 2-3 years since we started on this, so it's another step in the way forward. We are still in the beginning of our process with the first step completed in October 2022, just to remind everybody. By meeting and engaging with you in the context of the preparatory session, you have shared with us your expectations with regard to the 2024 program plan and your engagement in the process. Our next step starts today in the context of the working party, when you will be formally reviewing our proposed program plan for 2024 before it's submitted to New York by UNCTAD Secretary General. As per usual practice, after we submit the document approved by you to the working party, it will go through several rounds of revisions in New York, and some of you are very familiar with this. This exercise is led by the Office for the Program Planning, Finance and Budget under the controller, as designated by SG Gutierrez, to prepare the fascicle for this submission. After this document is reviewed and cleared, the consolidated fascicle comes out around April, May, at which time we also engage with you to show it to you. And I think a couple of the delegates have actually mentioned it as a good idea to have an informal meeting, which the DSG has agreed to, and we will put something together for you. However, once the fascicle or the budget document for all the sections, and there are about 31 sections in the UN Secretariat, is issued, it is reviewed by the Advisory Committee on Administrative and Budgetary Questions, also better known as the ACABQ. The timing is in or about June of 2023. And from there, it goes to the Committee for Program Coordination, the CPC, in July. At times, they are parallel when it happens. But just for you to know, that's the sequencing in which it goes. And then from there, it goes to the fifth committee around the fall of 2023. And finally approved in the GA in plenary, and that is around December. Last year, in 2022, the budget for 23 was approved 30 December 2022. So sometimes it goes right to the wire, depending on what the member states need to discuss. Our next slide, please. I also want to provide you with an update on the trial journey for the annual budget cycle, which is a conversation we began with you in 2020. As you know, the annual budget process was proposed by SG Gutierrez as part of his management reform. And the annual approach started with the planning process for year 2020. We had a trial period, which the member states asked for 3 years to consider this. And they, every year, changed a little bit of the template. This year, the General Assembly, in 30 December 2022, approved the annual format of the budget under Resolution 77/267. While the annual process may be more labor intensive, it was agreed that the move to an annual exercise improves the accuracy of the resource estimates and lets the organization adapt more quickly to mandate changes. It also gives the member states an opportunity to provide more frequent direction on resource allocation and align decisions with recent or sudden events such as the global pandemic. And that is the more notable because in the past, our budget was every 2 years. So a full biennium would go by before the member states would have a chance to pronounce themselves. The good news is that the template of the document is now overall stabilized. At the same time, we were informed by New York that the secretary will continue to have early engagement with the member states in New York around February 2023. And if the outcome of this early engagement will lead to some changes in the presentation format, this will be communicated to us by end of February, and we will share it with you as well so you know what is happening. So that's the journey to the fascicle coming out. Next slide, please. Turning quickly to some of the main features of the annual program budget document in front of you, and I've gone through some of this last year with you. These are presented in two main parts, program performance for 22 and proposed results for 2024. The highlighted result under program performance for 22 is a new, and I know it's unnumbered, result that is presented every year to member states to showcase an example of performance for the past year. Of course, this is not the only result that the subprogram achieved during the year, but just one story they selected to be highlighted in this particular document. This result is presented only once, and is not carried forward into the next program document. Following, under the heading of planned results for 2024 for each subprogram, the template provides for three distinctive results, result one and result two. They are carried forward results, meaning they were already presented to you in the previous program plan documents, and we are now reporting on their progress in accordance with the established performance indicators in the budget guidelines. But we also established a target for 2024. The presentation of these two carried forward results was simplified by focusing on the updated information measures only, and this is under the guidance of the member states from New York as well, and a brief statement on actual performance compared to the original target. So you will see what we said we will do and what we've actually done at the end of that year. Since the stories of the carry forward results were already told to you when these results were introduced in the previous budgets, the narratives were abolished from this document so as not to make it bulky and long and heavy. And that's again another format insistence by the member states from New York. Now, result three, which was the focus of your sessions in October 22, is the new future-looking result planned for 2024. Those were discussed with you at length, as you know, and we got your inputs, and those inputs, the divisions, the subprograms used to write the particular result they're going to present to you now in response to some of the comments you've made. So that is the structure so far of what we're going to be looking at. Now, with respect to this slide, with regard to the document in front of you, it's also important to mention a couple of technical details. First, the word count is still an issue for member states in New York and is limiting us on how much information we can actually present. I put this down as a marker so that when we send the document to New York, if you see some changes made, sometimes that has an impact. Second, the 2022 numbers for deliverables in the document presented to you were preliminary when we sent the draft to you because they were cut off at November, since the document had to come to you in the midst of December. This would be aligned with Umoja in the final fascicle, so there might be some slight discrepancies. So when you get the final product that comes out, say April or May, you will see that there's a slight deviation because then they would have added the numbers from December. But they're not that significant in my view. Finally, the Statistics Service is now reflected under the overall orientation, and it's something Mr. Moreno, the DSG, had referred to, under executive direction and management. And you can see its deliverables under cross-cutting deliverables, which is different from how we've presented it in the past, but it is present. So we thought maybe if you didn't see it where you thought you would see it, that would be a bit worrisome.